Tree is Kansas City. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. It's cold outside. I don't know about you guys. It's cold for me.
I didn't even look to see what the temperature is this morning.
I grabbed my heavy coat because at 4 o'clock this morning, I looked out on my deck and there was like tiny styrofoam pellets falling from the sky, like a hail snow hybrid.
This weather's been crazy. I don't mind it when it's like just kind of cool.
Yeah.
When it's like minus 20. No, never.
Not a fan.
What is it right now? 39. And so, drizzly.
And drizzly. All right, so we just played Lizzo, and yesterday was a big topic about Lizzo.
Yeah, she went on social media, and she said, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. And then she ended her statement with, I didn't sign up for this, I quit. And of course, it became a big story, and people were like, what is she quitting? Is she quitting music? Is she quitting social media? So she clarified.
When I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not gonna quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people.
And I'm glad, because there really was no clarity when she said that.
Yeah. And we hadn't really heard from her in a long time anyway.
No.
So I think that's why people thought, is she quitting the music business? I don't know. But I'm glad she's going to stick around.
I noticed a lot of people are on their way back to work. It seems like everybody's been on spring break. We've been doing things. But we started this contest, guys. And it's something so simple that you can win. And it could change your life. I know $1,000 isn't like the Powerball amount of money. But it is. It's $1,000 thank you.
Yes, Mix's $1,000 thank you. We give you a chance to enter a keyword during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4 at mix93.com. And you could be chosen to win $1,000.
So we're going to call one of our winners yesterday to kind of clarify how easy it is, and there are winners here locally here from Kansas City to win $1,000. It's a big $1,000 thank you. I feel so. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Monday we started, and it was April Fool's, by the way, on Mondays, and we were all a little nervous that people were going to think this is a joke. Our $1,000 thank you. It's not a joke. In fact, let's call our last winner.
Hello,
Latasha. It's Rocket, Teresa, and Tara. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are
y'all? We're doing great. So who was the first person you called after you found out we gave you
$1,000? My husband. You know why? Because he's always on the radio with y'all winning stuff. So I felt like it was my time to shine.
Wait. Is your husband Gary?
Yes.
That is our close personal friend. I am so glad your family won this money. That is so fun.
So, Latasha, what do you have planned for the money? I mean, it's not every day somebody says a big thank you and gives you $1,000. What are your plans?
We plan on going to Aruba for our anniversary. So I'm going to put that in the vacation bucket.
Oh, wow. That'll be so fun.
How many years have you guys been married?
It'll be 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Yeah, perfect. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, what would you say to somebody out there, Latasha, who's afraid to enter the contest? How easy is it?
It's very easy. Take a chance. Life is all about taking chances.
And you took a chance, and how much money did you win?
$1,000. Woohoo!
I love the fact that Gary's her husband.
I know. That's so cool.
So we're going to give you a chance. It's a big thank you to win $1,000. Your next chance will happen at?
Yeah, coming up right around 7 a.m., your next word and next chance to win the money.
Up next with our tabloid trash, we now know who is coming to town for Kelsey Jam and what Travis says he's going to do on stage to redeem himself.
In minutes. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Wednesday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Kansas City. We waited all day yesterday, but did you notice the announcement to Kelsey Jam was all over the internet before?
Yes, because not everybody is a rule follower like me. Rocket, I try and do what I'm told. I waited until the time.
I gave the time to Tara and Teresa in a text. We communicate all day long. And I posted, showed it. She goes, don't you post that. Don't you post that.
Especially because our contact, who gives us the direct information, sent me an email specifically starting off by going, thank you for respecting the embargo and waiting till the allotted time.
It was everywhere.
And I'm like, you're welcome. That's also just how I am. I'm such a rule follower. But now we know that the second annual Kelsey Jam is going to star Lil Wayne, Diplo, 2 Chainz. It's going to be so much fun. We already knew it was going to be Saturday, May 18th at Azura Amphitheater. And Travis Kelce got to be all over the place yesterday talking about it, how excited he was. He sat down and talked to Entertainment Tonight about possibly, redeeming his singing skills.
Have you been practicing the voice? Because I have to say, it's got to be a little bit better than the Friends in Low Places rendition.
Yeah, no, Friends in Low Places wasn't my proudest moment. And you know what? I might have to do another rendition of it just to show people that I got that in the back pocket. I can't rap. I'm not, and that's probably why I appreciate rap artists so much, is because I know I can't even dabble in that world. But I don't know. I might be able to sing a few tunes here and there just to get everybody fired up. We'll see.
This is what I love about Travis Kelce and Jason. When they screw up, what do? They own it.
They own it.
There was no
getting around that
there
one.
There was no, not at all.
In fact, I really would not be surprised if he does try and sing it again just to sort of redeem himself.
Absolutely.
yesterday, a lot of the Swifties were freaking out because Jason and Travis were teasing, specifically on all of their New Heights social media, a very special guest on today's new episode, a mystery guest. We now know it's not Taylor. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's so cool. I thought it was a joke.
I'm excited to hear how they talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger and what that conversation is all about. Is he aware of them? Is he a big sports fan? I want to hear so many things. Going back to Taylor real fast, she is on Forbes World's Billionaires list. The singer-songwriter ranked at number 2,545 on this year's list with a $1.1 billion net worth. Now, as far as entertainers only, she's the 14th richest entertainer on the list. Take a guess. Who do you think's number one?
Entertainer?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Nope.
Prince.
No, it's actually George Lucas, the richest celebrity in the world, worth $5.5 billion. Just entertainers, a celebrity, yeah. And then rounding out that top five, it's George Lucas, followed by Steven Spielberg, Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, and then Jay-Z rounds out the top five with $2.5 billion.
Oh, by the way, I saw the Michael Jordan movie you two were talking about a few months ago.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
It's very good. Yes. And who is it? Chris Tucker?
Yeah.
Isn't he great in it?
Yes. I was like, wow.
Yeah, like we hadn't seen him in a while, and then he pops up in this movie, and you're like, oh, he's still got it. He's really good.
Yes.
That's your Tabloid Trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, we come back after a short break and some music. We're going to talk about what's trending. Big story locally in Kansas City.
Of course, all about that vote yesterday, what's in store in the future for our stadiums. We actually have a statement from the Royals.
She stole the show at the iHeart Music Awards. This is Tate McRae on Mix. Teddy Swims, good morning. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. A big $1,000 thank you. Our first keyword is coming up in just a matter of minutes.
Yeah, coming up at 7, I'll give you your first keyword of the day and first chance to go to our website, mix93.com, to win that money.
So yesterday was the big voting day, and Jackson County voters rejected that stadium sales tax extension. The measure failed by a 58% to 42% margin. So the 3/8 cent sales tax extension, that was what would have funded a new stadium for the Royals and renovations for the Chiefs. The Royals actually posted a statement on their social media. It says, "We respect the voters of Jackson County and the results of the election today. We will take some time to reflect on and process the outcome and find a path forward that works for the Royals and our fans."
So what's next? We're just going to ask you a simple question. We're not going to get into politics or anything like that here, but where would you want to see the Chiefs or Royals go? I have no problem as long as they stay in Kansas City. The Legends, would you like to see them back north Kansas City? Text 816-476-7093.
Do you prefer a wiener or a nut? The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is probably the most famous vehicle that's shaped like food, right? Would you say so?
Sure.
But there is another one for all of those peanutters of the world. Planters, have you ever seen their big peanut mobile?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same concept as a Wienermobile, except it's a big peanut. And they are looking for 3 people to join their team and drive around the country with Mr. Peanut in a nutmobile. It's a year-long commitment, and you will have to be like grand marshals of parades. You'll make public event appearances.
What?
It really is a media job, basically.
Oh my gosh. If I was single without children, you know how quickly I'd sign up to drive the Nutmobile?
Seriously.
If you had to pick, like if you were offered the job for both, Wienermobile, Nutmobile.
See, that's tough because the Wienermobile is such a classic. Everybody loves a Wienermobile.
I know.
But with the Nutmobile, could I change it to like a pistachio mobile? Because that would look hilarious.
There you go. You can't change the rules, Tara.
I always try to
It's just a peanut. In fact, you have to go to beapeanutter.com if you're interested.
And I am.
And finally, I didn't even know this was a thing. Did you guys know that if you search for something on Google that you can do it incognito?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing because we search for our show. I'm always afraid that someone's going to look at our search history because we search the weirdest things. Like, right. We'll hear a story where we got to find out the answer. And I mean, if someone looked through our search history, very odd.
Yeah, I got my daughter an old iPad and now I'm constantly deleting my history because mm-hmm. I don't want her to accidentally stumble upon the weird searches I do here at work.
Sure, that's why you delete your history. We all believe that. Well, I guess there's a thing where you can go into incognito mode mm-hmm. so you can search naughty things. But it turns out that Google still keeps track of that. You're not really incognito. All that means is that it doesn't show up in your search history, but Google still has all of that data served somewhere, data, whatever you want to call it, saved somewhere. And so now they're saying that they're making some changes. And so they are agreeing that they will delete billions of records from people's private browsing sessions. But they say that they're just going to update their disclosure form and let you know that they're basically going to keep the information for several years. And it's not really a secret.
I feel like they have to, like on these documentaries when the man is searching, does bleach get rid of blood evidence? Like those kind of things.
It's all out there.
I feel like that has to be saved.
All right. So this was a really good April Fool's joke on Monday.
So Luke Combs, he is getting ready to do two night stands at stadiums around the country. And on Monday, he posted a video from rehearsals and he revealed that the set list for one of those nights was going to be Fast Car 25 times. Of course, it was April Fool's.
Luke Combs on Mix. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Trish show all about the music. Yesterday, we were super excited about the announcement of Kelsey Jam. Meaning Tara and I and Teresa, all found out about the show, the lineup, but somebody in this room wouldn't let us post it. Who was
because
that,
it was supposed to be embargoed until a certain time yesterday, and my mama taught me to be a rule follower, so I wasn't like all the other stupid people in the world that talked about it before they were supposed to.
You mean everybody?
Yeah, they're all stupid. Everyone else in the world but me is stupid. But we now know that the second annual Kelsey Jam is going to star Lil Wayne, Diplo, 2 Chainz, and we already knew that it was Saturday, May 18th. It's going to be at Azura Amphitheater. Just go to the website, kelseyjam.com, for all the info.
Hey, coming up after Sabrina Carpenter, which, by the way, I had to research for the show, the Skims things.
Her new Skims ad. Oh. Yeah, I get that. It's for work.
Oh.
I don't know if your creepy comments are just for work.
What?
It does feel like an outside of work comment.
No, that was a work job to me to do, to look at her outfit that she just promoted.
You nailed it.
After Sabrina Carpenter, we have more concert tickets.
Yeah, more events in Kansas City. Dan and Shay coming to the T-Mobile Center this weekend. Those tickets could be yours with trivia.
Sabrina Carpenter, she's beautiful. Absolutely striking, gorgeous. That's Feather. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Teresa just told you about Travis Kelce, a big show. There are so many great concerts coming to Kansas City. And to me, if you have a date night, when's the last time you had a date night? Why not go see Dan and Shay this Sunday? And we have a pair of tickets for you, but you have to know Rockin' Teresa trivia.
That's right. They're coming to the T-Mobile Center this weekend, and we've switched up trivia. We've said it a couple times this week. Hopefully you're getting used to it. I give a different question to every caller, so there's no time for Googling.
And we will know if you're on the phone with us.
Yeah.
And you're like, we can hear the click. No, we're not going to take that.
Rocket is brutal and cutthroat. If you take too long, he goes, need an answer, and then he hangs up, and he says, what a dork.
Is that what I say?
Is that the nicest word that he's ever called somebody?
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Delilah,
here we go.
All right, Delilah, answer quickly. Which U.S. interstate highway is the longest?
I-70?
Nope, good guess.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Becky.
Becky, here we go.
Becky, answer quickly. Which planet lies between Earth and Mercury?
Earth.
No.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Cody,
here we go, bud.
Cody, in 2012, this week, the New York City Fire Department announced they would be replacing their fire hydrants with what?
Need an answer.
Nope. Good guess.
You like this, Tara?
I love it.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Becky.
Becky got through again. Okay, Becky, go.
Becky, what's your astrological sign if you were born today?
Didn't answer.
Too slow, sorry.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, here we go.
Who played Jack Bauer on 24?
Jesus, I don't know.
Thanks. By the way, Tara's going to give the answers to all these when we finally get a winner.
Good morning. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Delilah,
here we go.
How many days are in this month?
30
is the correct answer. Good job. I wasn't sure where you were going with that. So let me real quick go through the other answers. The U.S. Interstate Highway that's the longest is I-90. Kiefer Sutherland played Jack Bauer. The planet between Earth and Mercury is Venus. Yes. In 2012, the New York City Fire Department announced they'd be replacing their fire hydrants with flowers. That was an April Fool's Day prank for this week.
That's stupid.
And you are an Aries if you were born today. So you get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay at the T-Mobile Center this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we'll come back and get all your info. All right. When we come back, we have a story about Tara.
Oh, my gosh. Rock it. All right. So I'm wanting to sell some furniture, and I was asking Tara about Facebook Swap and Shop.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear the reason why she is done with it and won't ever use that app again.
In minutes. So do we have another pregnant Tara story here?
Oh, no. This has nothing to do with Tara being pregnant. So yesterday, Rocket, I've been trying to... I need to sell some furniture. I've got a bed and sofa and some things. And I was asking Tara about her experience using Facebook Swap and Shop. And I could not believe it when she told me why she doesn't use that anymore.
Okay, I had to try to remember the order of events this happened. I was trying to sell an exercise bike. And first of all, I think there's a certain level, like a certain monetary value where you get a lot of scams on Facebook Marketplace. Because that already was turning me off from the whole experience. Tons of scams, tons of people saying they wanted it, and then they wouldn't actually schedule a date with me. I don't know if they think you have money if you sell a bigger price item. Newsflash, I don't. And then this guy came on and he said, how many times have you used this? I was like, that's a normal question. That's not weird. I said, I don't know, just a handful of times, you know, we like a treadmill better than an exercise bike. No big deal. And he's like, how recently have you specifically used this? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't see the recently part as being relevant to the quality of the bike. And then I can't remember the word he used. He wanted me to sweat on the seat of the bike before he bought it. This is so gross to say. I was so disturbed. I didn't know if this is like, is this a call the police situation?
Oh my gosh.
Is this a vomit situation? All of the above.
Were you a little bit flattered?
No.
Were you like,
it was too gross. It felt like a prank, like a joke. You know, I'm like,
I'll bet it wasn't a prank.
Something's behind this guy's profile.
Has she seen you?
I don't know. But it was disgusting.
Did you immediately go out and start an OnlyFans account where you just sweat on things and sell them?
Absolutely. I think I immediately told my husband, like, just so you're aware, there's a lot of interest in my booty sweat. Check this out. He was so mad about it. But, I mean, it's probably the grossest question I've ever received. And I decided right then and there I would not be using the Facebook Marketplace anymore.
Wow.
That's my journey.
Well, the sofa I'm trying to sell, we've had for over 10 years. So there's probably a lot more than booty sweat on it.
There's a lot of cooties just for you people.
All right. We want you to win some money. This hour's keyword is?
This hour's keyword is free, F-R-E-E. Just go to mix93.com. Enter that keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
It's kind of neat to think he's got the number one song in the world. Amazing. And all because of TikTok. You know, when he left, he just said, he goes, look, I'm done with American Idol. I don't want to do this show anymore. And he did this version of Beautiful Things acoustic. And then the rest is history.
I just think it's so fun because it starts off so slow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's like, ah.
It's a great song. All right. Big news in Kansas City.
Yeah. So Jackson County voters, you rejected that stadium sales tax extension that would have funded a new Royal Stadium and renovations to Arrowhead for the Chiefs. The Royals, they did release a statement they posted on social media saying that they respect the voters and what you're saying and that they're going to take time to reflect on and process the outcome and find a path forward that works for the Royals and for the fans. So now we know the lineup for the second annual Kelsey Jam, Lil Wayne, Diplo, 2 Chainz. It's going to be Saturday, May 18th at Azura Amphitheater. And Travis was all over the place yesterday. He did interviews with Entertainment Tonight, and he says that they asked if he had learned anything from Taylor just about being in the entertainment world and on stage.
She's on a whole nother stratosphere. She's the best at what she does for a reason. It's because she's so articulate and just very dialed into every single thing that she does. And that's the beauty of it. Not, I'd be silly if I ever tried to take anything from what she does other than, you know, just enjoy the people that show up. You know, I think that's one thing I could probably take away is she really, you know, relates to the people she's performing in front of. And so I'll take that.
He loves
good stuff.
Her.
Yeah, he does.
By the way, yesterday a lot of Swifties were going crazy because Jason and Travis Kelce on all of their New Heights promos were teasing today's new episode and that there would be a mystery guest. And I think people were hoping it would be Taylor. It is not, but it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm really excited to hear that episode. I think that'll be fun.
It's intriguing. Put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally, Lizzo clarifying her recent social media post where she said that she was getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet, and then she ended her statement with, I didn't sign up for this, I quit.
When I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not gonna quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people.
Good.
Yep, that's what's trending on Mix.
All right, you still have time. As we say, you know, it's $1,000 thank you to you, KC.
Yep, go to mix93.com, enter the keyword free, F-R-E-E. You still have 10 minutes to try to win $1,000. And then during the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give you another keyword.
So history was made during an election last night here in the metro area.
Yeah, so Jackson County voters said no to question one, meaning they do not want to extend the 3/8 sales tax, which would have helped pay for the Royals' new stadium and renovations to Arrowhead.
So I want to know what's next, and we're not going to get into politics of this, but I would like to hear from you, Kansas City. You can call right now or text 816-476-7093. Look, I have no problem if the Chiefs move for a new stadium. You can't blame either clubs. A lot of cities do it. They're going through it in Chicago. It was Jen with there with the Bears. They moved from the middle of downtown Chicago to the suburbs.
It would be weird because it's always been in Missouri. But for this Kansas girl who lives pretty close to K7, I mean, I'm not mad about
it. Right, because you still have 7 years. And I think if they find a way to do something, where would you want it to go? It's just a simple question. Would you want it to be in your city? Would you want it to be downtown? I know by the Legends, there's plenty of land down there, right?
Yeah.
So 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I think it's, as a taxpayer and somebody that's played sports in college and seen how this industry works, I think it's time for some of these owners to put up some of their own money.
I think they – well, the Chiefs are. I think the Royals are, too.
It's not just the sales tax.
Right. Let's just take that out of the picture. Sure. Take that out of the picture. Where else would you want it to go?
I think we have something that nobody else in the world has. I don't know why we'd want to give that up. We've got two stadiums in the same parking lot like that and the tailgating experience.
So you wish the Royals would actually just stay there?
Yeah. I think everybody needs to stay right where they're at, and they need to put some of their own money into their stuff and quit nickel and diming the taxpayer like everybody else in this country does.
Yeah, amen. I appreciate you calling. 816-476-7093. Let's go to the text line.
This one from Michael says, I think they should find somewhere along the border between Kansas and Missouri, build the stadium right on the line. Both states could fund it and benefit from it. It could even have an awesome name like State Line Stadium.
I mean, if you think about the Legends, and this is really the only reason I bring it up, you know, you got sports betting, you've got a lot of different hotels out there. You got a place, things to do.
They're building that new amusement park that's going to be out in Bonner Springs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And they've got the Margaritaville that's going out there.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly that, just Legends, just because of the fact that while they have two stadiums out there, you know, on the Missouri side next to each other, there's absolutely nothing to do around there. There's no hotels. I mean, that's the reason why, you know, we don't get big World Cup games there. Big, you know, you're never going to get a Super Bowl out there because there's nothing to do close by. You know, if you get something close by Legends, there's at least amenities, things to do, and we'll be at least in consideration or something.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling, man. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I definitely think it's a bad idea to put it down in Missouri, you know, right down there, especially in the crossroads with all those mom and pop businesses. I mean, they're taking away from it, and there's already a parking crisis down there, so it's like, where are they expecting all these fans to park?
Yeah, it didn't pass, so it's not going to go there. I don't think it's going to go there.
Does that
at all.
Mean it's completely dead, though? Like, if they wanted to finance it on their own, is that still an option? I don't really
once
know.
Again,
what's
nobody
next.
Really knows what's next. Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Of course.
You were going to. Okay, sorry about that. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I wish everybody would stop talking about them going to Kansas at all.
Why?
They are Missouri teams. They're our teams. They've always been our teams. They need to stay where they are. Like the freaking stadium, the Royal Stadium is fantastic. I think they need to improve it. And if they go downtown, they could go downtown. There's lots of other places I think they could go where there's like old buildings, you know, that are not occupied.
Well, we still have seven. We still have 7 years. But once again, it means that they have the right to go look for another location.
And if they were to stay, that messes up the Arrowhead renovation plans, right?
Yeah, then you have to go and vote again where it's going to be. Once again, we just have to stay tuned. What is next? All right, coming up in a few minutes, there's nothing like a date night on a Broadway production.
That's right. We're going to play Know Your Show for your chance to go see a Broadway play that's being featured at Starlight.
Paint the town red, Doja Cat. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Teddy Swims is one of Teresa and Tara's favorite artists. I just introduced him to a remix that Tiesto did. Do you like?
Amazing. I'm about to get my butt on a treadmill. It feels like so motivating.
We'll play his song, Lose Control, coming up next. But first, let's give you a pair of tickets for a good date night.
Yeah, all this week we're playing Know Your Show, where you can win a pair of tickets to a Broadway show that is playing at Starlight Theater. All you have to do is guess the show based on the clues I give you. So call now, 816-476-7093. I'll add clues every time somebody gets it wrong.
That's one thing I will say since we moved here years ago, Teresa. Starlight does it right.
Yeah, that's such a really beautiful place. I like seeing concerts, shows, comedy stuff.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Good morning, Mix.
Hi, this is Alyssa.
Alyssa, are you ready?
I am.
Here
all right,
go.
Broadway show coming to Starlight. This show is based off of a children's story.
A lot of them are.
I know.
I know. I'm sorry.
Peter Pan?
Yes.
Whoa.
You did it.
Did you really just pull that right out of your booty, or did you kind of know that was coming to town?
I mean, I knew Peter Pan and a couple other shows are coming to town, but yeah, no, I've been waiting.
I was going to say, that was hard.
Yeah, that could have been so many things. Good for you. So because you got that
thank
right,
you.
And the first caller, I might add, you get a pair of tickets to see Peter Pan at Starlight Theater. That's happening September 17th through the 22nd. And because you won those tickets, you're also a finalist to win a pair of tickets to Shrek and Stomp.
Congratulations.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
You bet. I'm going to put you on hold real fast and we'll come back and get all your info. Teddy Swims, Lose Control on Mix. Something's got a hold on me lately. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Let's talk about the $1,000 thank you.
Okay.
I think it's pretty cool that we're giving you $1,000. It's just a thank you.
Yeah, we teamed up with Security Bank of Kansas City. We're giving you four keywords every day, and you can win from just one keyword. We talked to Latasha this morning, who had entered a keyword and won $1,000 to spend toward her anniversary trip. So we do it during the hours of 7, 8, 3, and 4. You still have chances today during the hours of 3 and 4 with Devo.
All right, Steve Serrano is about to come up next, but before we leave...
Yeah, I feel like it's very adequate to say, or appropriate to say, this is our most disturbing second look ever. I was asking Tara about her experience using Facebook Swap and Shop, and I could not believe it when she told me why she doesn't use that anymore.
I was trying to sell an exercise bike. And then this guy came on and he said, how many times have you used this? And I said, I don't know, just a handful of times, you know. And he's like, how recently have you specifically used this? And I was like, I don't know. And then he wanted me to sweat on the seat of the bike before he bought it.
Okay.
This is okay. So gross to say. I was so disturbed. I didn't know if this is like, is this a call the police situation? I think I immediately told my husband, like, just so you're aware, there's a lot of interest in my booty sweat. Check this out.
God. I mean, not bragging, but yeah.
But bleh,
had no idea that that was going to happen. None. All I know is Teresa goes, hey, man, look, before we started the show, we always get organized. And she's like, hey, man, I got to schedule this. I'm like, okay, what is it? I'll tell you later. I'm like, going.
All I know is that I was going to sell something on Swap and Shop. I know.
Nope, don't do it.
Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.